Hi everyone, it's the 23rd of December and I've nothing particularly, great to report, but I just thought with two more sleeps to go, all our presents are wrapped, all Jodie's presents are wrapped. It's her first year where she knows that it's Rob and I that provide the goodies, so I'm hoping she'll be as pleased as she always is with presents. So a few of them are under the tree, but I've kept some back so that she still has that kind of wow factor on Christmas morning. So we're all decked out though. We've finished putting up some last minute decorations. We've got the main tree in the dining room, which is the bigger room at the back of the house. And I think in another boo, I said along the mantelpiece, we've got some tinsel, and we have a teddy bear in Elvis get up and Christmas get up as well, which used to sing an Elvis Christmas song but doesn't anymore. We have our farting Santa, which has about 8 phrases, which are rather rude but very funny. We have Rudolph, who sings the Slade song, and we've got tinsel up the banister because the stairs go from our back room up the stairs, are quite steep. In our lounge, which is our smaller front room, we've got a fibre optic tree, which is just probably a couple of feet tall, I suppose. And we have a garland with lights wrapped around it, which goes across our wall unit in the lounge. We also have a light-up fibre optic village, which is quite cute. Oh, and I forgot to mention, we have a crib in each room. We have one that was bought for us a couple of years ago by a friend, and we have one that belonged to my nana, so Jodie will be the fourth generation to own that. So Jodie's also got tinsel in her bedroom to make that look quite festive, but all the presents are wrapped. Got something for Bonnie, my guide dog, and something for Sophie the cat, and I've just got a few. Rob and I don't go mad buying each other presents. We just got a couple of bits for each other to open, mainly so that, because Jodie wanted to get her mum and dad something. So we've done that. They're all wrapped and ready to go. So we're all good to go. We've been up to the hotel in Tynmouth, the Clifden, to see a friend, Sarah, who's staying there for Christmas and New Year with her husband, and realised there's a few more people that we know staying there, so it's nice to catch up with old friends. So yeah, we've had a nice day. So just had tea and having a glass of cider, and about to just relax for the evening. Tomorrow's a busy day, but I'll go into that tomorrow. Getting festive tomorrow. The festivities will begin. So anyway, I hope you're all having a really good time, whatever you're up to. I hope it's